BBC News with Jerry Smith. The Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has said Russia is fulfilling its contracts to supply arms to Syria regardless of the conflict there. But he would not say if Russia had already delivered a sophisticated anti-aircraft system to which Israel objects. He was speaking to a television station run by the Lebanese Shiite movement Hezbollah.
As far as Russia is concerned, we are negotiating with them over many types of weapons. And Russia has agreed with Syria to fulfill these contracts, depending on the circumstances. Part of these negotiations have been fulfilled. And we, with the Russians, are continuing to implement these contracts.
A court in New York has sentenced a man to 25 years in prison for his role in a plot to kill Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the United States. Mansour al-Barbissiar pleaded guilty to charges including a conspiracy to commit an act of terrorism. From Washington, Ben Wright reports.
58-year-old Mansour al-Barbissiar is an Iranian-born U.S. citizen who sold second-hand cars in Texas. He told a court in New York last year that the plot to kill Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the United States involved Iranian military officials, a claim strongly denied by Tehran. The plan was to kill the ambassador by planting explosives at a Washington restaurant. Al-Barbissiar travelled to Mexico several times in 2011 to try and arrange the assassination attempt. But his contact with the Mexican drug cartel turned out to be an informant for the US government, and he was arrested.
The US authorities have intercepted a threatening letter to President Obama, similar to those containing traces of ricin which were sent to the mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, and his gun control group. From Washington, here's David Willis.
The letters sent to Michael Bloomberg and the Mayors Against Illegal Guns group that he founded warned against trying to take away people's guns, a reference to the debate over greater gun control that has been raging here in the United States since the Connecticut school massacre last year. Whoever wrote them warns that he would rather die than give up his weapons. President Obama and Michael Bloomberg have both been leading proponents for tighter gun control laws.
The mother of the remaining suspect in the Boston Marathon bombings says her son, Jokhar Tsarnaev, has recovered enough to walk. Zubeda Tsarnaeva told the Associated Press that Jokhar had assured her that he and his brother, who was killed by police after the bombings, were innocent. Nigerian members of parliament have approved a bill that would make gay marriage a criminal offence punishable by up to 14 years in prison. The legislation, passed by the House of Representatives, would also make it illegal to register gay clubs and ban public displays of affection by same-sex couples. You're listening to World News from the BBC. The first international football match scheduled in Brazil's national stadium since it was renovated for next year's World Cup final has been suspended by a judge who said it was not safe. The judge has ordered the authorities to produce guarantees that the Maracanã Stadium is prepared to host Sunday's game between Brazil and England. Two prominent opposition activists in Russia have denounced next year's Winter Olympics in Sochi as a monstrous scam, saying that half the $50 billion spent on them had been stolen. Their report said nepotism, censorship and the absence of fair competition had led to a sharp increase in the cost of the games. Here's Alex Capstick.
It's a damning report on the preparations which started from scratch soon after Sochi, a holiday resort on the Black Sea, won the right to host Russia's first Winter Olympics in 2007. In their report, Boris Nemtsov and Leonid Martinyuk said the price tag was overinflated and concluded that up to $30 billion had been stolen. Their investigation alleges that many of the most lucrative projects were not put out to tender and have enriched only the oligarchs and President Putin's cronies.
Alex Kapsik. The US space agency NASA has warned that astronauts on any future mission to Mars would be exposed to so much radiation getting there that they'd probably develop a fatal cancer. The findings come from data gathered by NASA spaceship, the Curiosity rover. Jonathan Amos reports.
NASA's Curiosity rover measured the radiation falling on it as it cruised through space for 8 months to get to the red planet. It's allowed scientists to put some realistic numbers on the risks astronauts would face making the same trip. They'd be bombarded with damaging particles from the sun and from deep space, raising the probability of getting a fatal cancer and of developing neurological and eyesight problems. The only real solution, say researchers, is simply to get to Mars and the relative protection of its surface as quickly as possible.
BBC News.